This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
Very excited this morning. We have comedian, presenter, celebrant, speaker, all-round funny woman, Annie Louie, here to talk to us about her Moosehead winning award show that is on at the Melbourne Fringe for a limited time. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey.
I really enjoyed your topic about going to space, but it does make me think about those exercises they make you do during recruitment around what are you going to take if you were to go out in a survival activity, like out in the bush.
Yeah.
You've got your 10 items and then you're going to be assessed about, like, none of them are wrong, but, you know, you might not get the job depending on how you work together as a team. So I feel tested. What would I take to space?
What would you take, Annie, other than me?
Oh,
or me. Or you could take take both of us,
Annie. I would take both of you. Oh, that's right. And then we would have endless conversation. Does time even exist up there? I mean, it does, doesn't it? It does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's measured differently. You've got light years and stuff. But yeah, I would love to spend eternity with you two.
Oh. Hey, enough about space. What is this show, Annie Louie's Flirting with Death? What's it about?
It is about all of my experiences with death throughout my life. And because I grew up with an older dad, it was front of mind, you know, these serious topics, like you're concerned for him. But it's also got a lot of comedy to it as well because, it's a dark comedy. And this is a remount from my comedy festival show. And we've added a lot of new stuff that is highly entertaining. Can't stop cracking up because I've got this actor now who plays former Lord Mayor John So, and he is hilarious. He's this guy, Yi Jin. He's an actor that I met through Melbourne Theatre Company, and he just nails it every time, and people really lose it. So they don't want him to go. This is one of the improvements that I've made.
Are you like the Lavinia Nixon for your John So? Like the remember how John So would often have Lavinia Nixon beside him to do the translating she would say exactly what he said, but because he had a strong accent, he was sometimes difficult to understand.
Oh, wow. No, I can't find any of those clips on YouTube, but I would love to rewatch.
All right. My homework. Now you've given me, as always, giving me work to do. But
is it a dark show then? Is it going to be covering all things like macabre?
It gets a little bit macabre, but it's always there with a bit of lightness too. So I try to stick to the truth because I really did work at a funeral home during the pandemic. And I think people who have difficult jobs like that just have the best sense of humor. Like you're always using laughs to let off a bit of steam. And I think that's the environment I want to create for people, that they are listening to true tales and that it's okay for them to laugh. And, you know, some people come into the show with different experiences, and even at the end of comedy festival there was a person who texted me saying, I actually had to leave with my friend because her dad passed away right before the show, like while she was in line for the show. They were like, we'll try and come back, you know, the next season. So I'm like, yeah, I can't guarantee where people are coming from, so I just try to advertise that you know, there are some of these themes, but what are the chances, you know? Usually people just want to have a drink and relax, but
you could move one stage further and you might actually kill someone laughing if they come to your show.
Choke on
laughter. Yeah, I really don't want to get sued for that. I do have public liability insurance, but I'm not sure if that's covered, a full-on death in the audience. Don't come if you might want to.
If you're on heart medication.
Hey, Annie, I do love the fact that you're talking about, you talk about the undiscussables. Like death is something that, it's reality. It's going to happen to all of us at some point.
Inevitable.
Yes, that's the word. And is it true that you went to more funerals as a kid than birthday parties?
Yeah, I did. I mean, having strict parents, I guess I wasn't allowed to go to that many birthday parties. But at the same time, we did have a lot of elderly relatives and friends of my dad. So I would say I didn't actually go to a wedding until I was probably 21. And funerals were definitely like the thing I was most familiar with, and Chinese ones in particular. So we would always go to like the same chapel that you get buried in, the same spot, because they have the Asian section at the Springvale Botanical Cemetery. So yeah, it just seemed like something that I didn't know was unusual until I got older. I'm like, oh, people go, I've never been to a funeral. I'm like, oh, I'm 13. I've been to heaps.
Annie, I think I've got a great idea for you. You should do a remake of the film Four Weddings and a Funeral and call it Four Funerals and a Wedding.
And a birthday party.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You should be the comedian. This is wild. Yeah, no, I haven't. I did think about puns in the title. I went through naming the show was quite difficult because, you know, there's a lot of movies out there about death. And I even considered Weekend at Annie's at one point in that movie. You know, the guy is dead and his friends just pretend that he's not and drag him around. Death Becomes Her, the movie. I was thinking about maybe playing with that as well. Even Red Flag Funerals was like just for the alliteration, except, you know, red flags are very much about relationships now. So that was off the cards. And we kind of landed on this. People get it confused saying, oh, you're doing that Dancing with Death show. I'm like, close enough. You know, close enough.
You hate it when people get titles wrong, as I always do. So they're calling it, oh, I should have done that. That would have agitated you beautifully, Annie. Hey,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to work alongside you during pandemic as you secretly had this side hustle as a funeral assistant. How was driving those ginormous hearses?
Oh, I talk about this in the show and it's very, very difficult. I consider myself a good driver. Like I got 100% on my driving test in Carlton, notoriously difficult.
Hello.
But you just can't get those angles right. They've got low bottoms. They've got, you don't really know what's happening at the back. Like everything slides around. And the best advice that I got was that you've got to drive it like it's an ambulance. Apparently ambulance drivers are very good at this. Like there's a particular center of gravity. It's like there's a pin in the middle and you've got to, maneuver around this center point. So I never quite got there. There's a few tips and tricks.
Annie,
like,
is it the bodies that move around in the coffin or the coffin that moves around in the car?
Oh, everything. Yeah, they will move around.
Oh, no.
It's science. It's physics. So that's why you do a final check before you.
That Mrs. Brown is still in the back.
Yes. She hasn't shot out the window. No, they're there. Just like, you just want to make them look neater. And
goodness me.
This is a lot for Saturday morning, I will admit. But hey, now, we're living, we're learning.
Is there any audience participation? Did you actually get to engage with people during the show?
Oh, great question. Yes, I do. Low levels, low risk audience participation. But normally I'll ask people, how they found out about the show and to cheer for their age groups. I do a little survey at the start, and then there's one person who gets to come up on stage and play a game closer to the end. But otherwise, you can just sit back.
It's a Russian roulette or something. Well, if you're flirting with death, you might as well play the ultimate game.
Goodness me.
True. And then they disappear forever. Ooh.
Annie, you are also doing something pretty cool for the city of Moreland, any folks that have access needs. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's right. We have a bus that's being run tomorrow. So if you really want to get on this bus, the RSVP was yesterday, but shoot us through a message. The details are on the Fringe listing on my show page. And yeah, if you've got mobility needs, we can come pick you up. We can we're doing Auslan Night as well. So we are going to be having an interpreter there. And I've already got one person who RSVP'd with their guide dog. So I'm very excited to have this inclusive show. Yeah.
That's so good. Annie, just give us the rundown of the deets again.
Yes, I'm performing at Trades Hall. Tomorrow's show is at 8 p.m., except the rest of the shows from Tuesday onwards will be at 9 o'clock, and there's only 6 more left. No Mondays. So come along, and there's plenty of seats left. It's quite a big room, but it fills up nicely. So hopefully we've got some last-minute walk-ups.
Fantastic. So you can head to melbournefringe.com.au or annielouie.com to find out all the information and details. It's been lovely having you on the show. But before you go, we want some tickets, Annie. Can we have 2 tickets, please?
All right. Yeah. Have 2 tickets. Not for you, though. Please give them away, and this double pass can go to a listener.
So if anyone wants to get two tickets to see Annie's show, Flirting with Death, please jump onto the text machine 0427 569 949 and tell us why you should go. First person in with the best answer is going to get those tickets.
Love thanks. It. Thank you so much. Great You're to welcome. Talk to you.
Annie, best of luck with the show. And avoid death, weekend. I think, is the advice this morning. That was Annie Louie there. Fantastic fringe show, Flirting with Death, which is going to be from the 6th to the 14th of October at Trades Hall.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.